7:49 Friday morning, and it's a bitter cold one, and we knew that coming in. It's going to stay cold all day, too. So if you're waiting for it to heat up, it won't be today, but it will be in the days ahead. We've got to Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst extraordinaire, with a couple of things, but I do want to ask you, Stevie. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Dub. Hello.
I do want to ask you this question. I kind of understand Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, wanting Tom Brady to, I guess, in effect, sign a one-day contract to right. retire with the Patriots. And then I would suspect that means he would go into the Hall of Fame as a Patriot. What's your thought about that?
Well, it only makes sense. He won 6 of his 7 Super Bowls as a New England Patriot, and he goes to the Bucs and wins one there. And I believe the relationship between Tom Brady and Mr. Kraft has always been okay. So if there's anybody that can pull this off, and I don't even know how much effort it's going to take for Tom Brady to retire a Patriot, you know, we'll just see what happens, you know. But, you know, since Tom Brady's retirement, if we can just quickly go off on that, I mean, it's just insane right now. You've got Taylor Lewand, a former Michigan offensive lineman, now with the Tennessee Titans, he and Brady real close, saying now that he's retired, the NFL should retire 12 across the board.
Wow.
And this is just some of the reaction that we're getting. And, you know, I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Let me just say this. This conversation brought to you by the spectacular people at Bill Brown Ford here in Livonia, the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, and, of course, my good friend Matt Garko. Well, quite frankly, they've done it again. Bill Brown Ford finished atop the dealership world once again in 2022, so congratulations to them one and all. Shop their True View inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. All right, Paul, Sean, let's talk about Dan Campbell and his staff. After the very successful Lions season, we find out that offensive coordinator Ben Johnson is going to pursue some head coaching opportunities. He went through a couple of interviews, then said, you know what, I really enjoy what's going on in Detroit. I'm sticking around. Okay, that's good. Then a couple of days ago, we find out that running backs coach Deuce Staley, who went about his job with a ton of enthusiasm, he is going to join Frank Reich's staff with the Carolina Panthers. There is familiarity between the two. Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2016 and 17, turns out Deuce was the running backs coach from 2013 through 2020. Not to mention, sadly, we find out that Deuce Staley's mother is not feeling well in South Carolina. So you have that. Meanwhile, we have another addition. The Lions bringing back a very familiar face. How about this? Mr. Dre Bly, the former Pro Bowler, will be the Lions cornerbacks coach next year. He was a second-round pick in the 1999 NFL draft, played 11 seasons in the NFL, including 4 with the Honolulu Blue and Silver. While a Lion, he earned Pro Bowl honors in both 2003 and 2004. Now, during his career, pretty impressive. 43 picks, broke up 150 passes. Now, over the last 4 years, he has been coaching the cornerbacks at his alma mater, the University of North Carolina. Their current head coach, Mac Brown, has been around a while. A lot of respect for Dre. As a matter of fact, saying we appreciate everything he's done for the program over the last few years, wishing nothing but the best moving forward. And it's interesting how this coaching fraternity works out, fellas. Dre Bly got his start in coaching as an intern with the New Orleans Saints in 2017. That means he briefly overlapped with Lions head coach Dan Campbell, both there and as players in Detroit during the 2006 season. We also will have a new tight ends coach. His name is Steve Heiden. Spent the past 10 seasons with the Arizona Cardinals, last 4 as a tight ends coach. Played 11 seasons in the NFL at tight end with the Chargers and Browns. As a matter of fact, again, little connection, he was taken 10 picks before Dan Campbell in the 1999 National Football League draft. So there you go. Lots of things going on. Welcome back, Dre Bly. He's going to have a little passion, isn't he, Sean?
Well, I don't know.
Steve. Apparently no one told you Sean is not here.
Oh, I didn't get the memo.
No, I guess not. But Maria's here, and she said she'd be more than happy to take Sean's place. So go ahead. Ask her again.
Well, you don't want to ask me a sports question. You know that, Steve.
I woke Steve's up this morning thinking, boy, I certainly hope I can get Marie's opinion on Trey Bly.
Good dancing.
Yeah.
Good dancing.
Thanks, Steve.
So, but there is some good news here as it relates to Calvin Johnson, the Hall of Famer. Obviously, his tenure with the Lions didn't end all that well because the Lions recouped that $1.6 million signing bonus upon his retirement, and it just kind of went south from there. Now, according to various reports and Calvin Johnson himself, he says the relationship with the Lions is trending up.
Well, we should read that as saying they're trying to come up with a way where they can give him that money back, it seems.
Well, and here's the thing. I think that Calvin has seen, you know, what Barry Sanders has done with the Lions as far as his ambassador role, and I think it's worked out absolutely swimmingly. You know, Barry was kind of on the outside looking in with the organization for a moment, and that was rectified. But listen, the National Football League just doesn't allow you to give a former player $1.6 million for nothing. So I think if you read between the lines, I think that Calvin perhaps is on board with, you know what, work for us, you know, like Barry, and you're compensated and everything else, and it's above board. And at the end of the day, you know, you're welcome back with open arms, and I certainly hope that's the way it goes.
By the way, Kim just sent this along. There are three NFL players that signed one-day contracts in the past. Just want to retire a Steeler. Said Antonio Brown when he ended his NFL journey. And therefore, he in fact did. There are a couple of others. If you look it up, there are a couple of other players who really wanted to retire the way they really were known. And let's face it, Tom Brady was known as a Patriot. And it can be done, and it has been done.
Oh, certainly.
So it might be done. Might be an interesting twist so that the Tom Brady story is not over. Jerry Rice, I think, Jeff Saturday and another guy, and this all before Tom Brady starts his next career as a broadcaster with a 10-year commitment of about $350 million. Not too shabby. Very similar to your contract.
He's not going to jump into the broadcast thing right now. He's, you know, whenever that happens, it happens. But nice to know you've got $36 million a year waiting for you.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to fall back onto in retirement.
Sure.
See you later, Stevie.
All right, Dub. Have a
Bye,
great day.
Steve.
Marie, nice chatting with you as
Thank you,
always.
Sean. And that's Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst. Quickly, 8 o'clock, DetroitCityDistillery.com/shop.